Welcome to the podcast Fateful World History. The journalist Conrad Roth reports on events in world history that then became so famous that they were all filmed. And now, good and exciting entertainment. History and Hollywood. Conrad Roth on the microphone. Podcast number one, The Queen's Pirate. It is September the 15th, 1580. In the middle of the night, bells are ringing across London. News has spread like wildfire. People are leaving their homes and dancing and partying in the streets. Queen Elizabeth is woken up, and then, still in a dressing gown and with tears in her eyes, she tells her sleepy counselor, "Gentlemen, he really did it. He's back. Francis Drake has sailed around the world." In 1577, on his queen's secret order, he set out with 5 ships and sailed to South America via the dreaded Cape Horn, where he carried out a number of plundering and conquests, including even the Cacafuego, the most heavily armed Spanish ship of all, that he sailed in the middle of the night, attacked by 2 small dinghies from both sides at the same time, and thus conquered without a fight. In a daring coup, he and a handful of his men, disguised as Spanish traders, seized the governor's palace in the Spanish trading center of Cartagena and captured 500,000 ducats. Soon he was used to the horror of the Spaniards, who only called him El Drake, the dragon, and repeatedly tried in vain to capture him. Even the Pope wrote, "God only knows what else this man will achieve." He would be so right. Via San Francisco, his anchorage there is still called Drake's Bay, the Moluccan Islands, and the Cape of Good Hope. Drake returned to England with only 1 remaining ship. He had been away for 3 years, had covered 20,000 nautical miles, and he had Magellan's circumnavigation repeated. His flagship, the Golden Hind, was almost to the railing in the water, and the cargo captured by Drake was worth the equivalent of a staggering £100 million, more than the annual revenue of their entire kingdom. And when the Queen found out about this, she visited Drake with her entire court on his ship, ate with him on his Golden Hind, and then had him, political, adept, and unassailable, knighted by the French envoy who had come with her. "Now rise, Sir Francis Drake." 8 years later, Drake, now Vice Admiral, made world history for the second time by defeating the famous Spanish Armada, achieved through his audacity. According to the principle of that time, "Who rules the sea, rules the world," Drake then contributed a great deal to England's path to becoming the largest colonial power on earth. Of all the English captains, the Spanish feared and hated El Drake the most, Francis Drake. But the people of England have never forgotten their popular folk hero to this day, and then, full of gratitude, in Plymouth, the start and endpoint of his world journey, finally erected his well-deserved monument. There, Sir Francis Drake, the pirate of their queen. Dear listeners, thank you very much for your time and attention. Many thanks to the German composer Roland Kahr for the music. By the way, he writes himself K-A-H. The music, which you can listen to and download at rolandkahr.de. I'm happy if you join me on my journey to further events in history. Until then, ciao and goodbye.